Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 153. Let's cook Colcannon. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I'm Roger, your host, and this is the podcast that's all about home cooking and getting in the kitchen, having more fun, learning new things. And today I'm bringing you a Let's Cook episode, and we're going to be tackling a traditional Irish dish called Colcannon. Since St. Patrick's Day is just a little over a week away, I thought it was appropriate to work in an episode that you can put to use for your celebration if you celebrate the holiday. And when I was thinking about dishes to do for a Let's Cook episode, the first one that sprang to mind was a shepherd's pie. But I've done shepherd's pie. I've talked about it a couple of times on the show. I've got a recipe for it, which I'll link to in the show notes here. And then I thought about a corned beef, and then I thought about Irish stew. None of them really sounded like a good topic for a Let's Cook. And then I thought, as I was looking through some ideas, Colcannon would be a great idea. So that's what we're going to do today. If you want to get the show notes for this episode, plus the recipe for Colcannon, you can head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/153. That will get you to the show notes with the recipe and other things I might mention. I'm going to put a little more information also in the show notes about cleaning leeks. Leeks I've not talked about much on the show before. They're a great ingredient, delicious, very versatile, but sometimes I feel overlooked. So I actually spent just a couple of minutes in this Let's Cook episode talking about how to clean and prep a leek for your dish. So I'll put some more information in the show notes on that as well. As a reminder, this is a live cook-through episode, so it's pretty much recipe from beginning to end. I do some of the prep work ahead of time, but I'll talk about that when I flip over to the live cooking mode. If you want to send me feedback about this episode, if you have any questions, you can shoot me an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. You could also hop over and join the Facebook group if you haven't already, the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break. Easy way to find that is just to head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/group. Also, I think when I went back and listened through the episode, I did notice at one point when I was getting ready to cook down the cabbage and the leeks, I mentioned that I put 6 tablespoons of butter in the saute pan. My recipe really only calls for 4. The 2 extra tablespoons come in later, but I was just, my brain was on autopilot. If you listen through and you accidentally put in 6 tablespoons, it's not going to be the end of the world, but I just wanted to point out that error. So when you're listening through, you're not wondering where the 2 extra tablespoons came from or went to. That's why I mentioned before, it's always a good idea to run over the show notes and get the recipe and not rely exactly trying to glean it from my cook-through episode, because sometimes I cut corners or I might forget to mention something. Whereas in the recipe, I'll try to make sure everything is listed and the steps are complete. And finally, I just want to mention about this particular dish, Colcannon. It's an Irish peasant dish. It's generally made with just a few ingredients, potatoes, cream, cabbage of some sort, and butter. The recipe I've used has a few more ingredients than that, again, particularly leeks I mentioned and garlic. So I'm not claiming that this is authentic, and full disclosure, I do not have a drop of Irish blood in me, so I can't claim to be an expert in the cuisine. But it's a really, really easy dish. If you can make mashed potatoes and you can cook down some vegetables in a saute pan, you're pretty much there. Anyway, enjoy this Let's Cook episode for Colcannon. Hey everybody, welcome to the kitchen. This is Roger, and today we're going to be cooking up Colcannon, a traditional Irish dish that is essentially potatoes that are mashed and mixed with butter, milk, and kale or cabbage, and we're going to be using cabbage in our version today. You'll have already heard which episode has the show notes, so go there to get the full recipe for this. So today we're going to do a live cook-through of Colcannon. And if you're wondering how that's spelled, that's C-O-L-C-A-N-N-O-N. All right, let's jump right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is what equipment you're going to need. Then I'll go through the recipe list and then we'll get cooking. Most of the prep I've already done, so you don't have to sit and listen to me chop and dice things and shred cabbage and whatnot. But I will go through everything I've got here. Of course, besides something to cut on, like a cutting board and a knife and some prep bowls, you are going to want a a large bowl for water because we're actually putting leeks into this recipe, and I want to talk for a minute on how to properly clean a leek, and we'll get to that in a second. You're going to want a pot in which you can boil your potatoes for mashing. And then you're going to want a large, I use like a nice high-sided saute pan where we're going to be doing a lot of our active cooking. And then, of course, spoons and some sort of a potato masher would be great as well. Okay, as far as ingredients, pretty simple here. The ingredients I mentioned at the beginning are just an essential, very basic Colcannon. We're going to fix ours up a little bit with a few extra things. So what I'm using today, I have potatoes, and I'm just using russet potatoes, and I've got about 2 pounds or 4 or so large russet potatoes. I've got butter. I've got about 6 tablespoons of butter we're going to divide and use. I have 2 leeks that I'm going to thinly slice and clean up, and I'll talk about that again in a second. A couple cloves of garlic, which I have minced, and a couple of cups of, you can shred your cabbage or you can just thinly slice it, which is what I've done with mine, just regular green cabbage. I've got about 1.5 cups of half and half. You could also use any combination of milk or cream that you're comfortable with. I just, half and half gives a nice, it's a rich texture, but it's not overly done if you're using something like heavy cream. Salt and freshly ground black pepper, and then I've got a scallion or a green onion that I've sliced up for a garnish at the end. Okay, I've mentioned I've already done a lot of the prep work here, and actually, I'm cheating a little bit. I already have the potatoes boiling, but what you want to do with that in your pot is you want to peel your potatoes, cut them into about 1-inch cubes, put them in your pot, and then put cold water about just maybe 1 inch above the potatoes. Throw a few hefty pinches of salt to salt the water in there, and then you're going to bring those potatoes to a boil, and then so they don't overboil or get too rapid boil. You can turn it down after they come to a boil, as long as it continues to boil. That's going to take probably about 20 minutes, so I probably have about 15 minutes left on that, which is about right because that's what it's roughly going to take us to do the rest of this stuff, I think. So you're going to want those going. Some folks will, recipes will call for whole potatoes that are unpeeled. You boil them first, you let them cool, and then you peel them. You can do that. Just keep in mind it's probably going to take you about twice as long or more to boil your potatoes if you choose to do it that way. I don't really find a huge difference in texture in the finished dish by doing it the way I do it, by peeling and cutting them up first. But your mileage may vary, so you might have a different technique that you prefer. Okay, so that's going to be the base for our mashed potatoes. Then the rest of the ingredients that we're going to work with in the saute pan here is going to be the cabbage, the garlic, the leeks, and the butter. Now, the cabbage, I have not par cooked it. This is raw, thinly sliced or shredded cabbage. So the first thing I'm going to do is get my saute pan heated up, which I've already been doing. I'm going to put a hefty amount of butter in there because that's going to be our primary fat in this dish besides the half and half, which will come towards the end. And I'm going to go ahead and melt about 6 tablespoons of butter in the saute pan. And I'm going to get the cabbage going and cooking in that because it's going to take that cabbage a good 10 minutes or so to cook and tenderize. And that's the thing about using green cabbage. It takes a little more work than if you wanted to use something like a kale or other types of cabbage, like a Napa cabbage or a Savoy cabbage. You could do this dish with those as well, and you would not need to do nearly as much cooking of the cabbage because they're much more delicate, and they cook and wilt much quicker than a firm, sturdy green cabbage will. But I'm using green cabbage, so the first thing I'm going to do while I'm prepping or getting everything else ready, the leeks and whatnot, is I'm going to get that butter melted, which I've done. And then I'm going to go ahead and get the cabbage in the pan, and I'm going to let that cook because that's going to take a little bit more time than everything else. Oh, I also have a colander handy in the sink because I'm going to be draining the potatoes when they're ready to go. I'm going to give this cabbage a stir to get it nice and coated in that butter, and then I'm just going to let it cook. I'm going to give it a pinch of salt. Stir that in. The idea being we're going to have this beautiful mixture of cabbage and leeks and garlic.
that we're going to add the cream to and let that simmer a little bit. And then that will be the liquid and that'll be the portion that we'll put into the drained potatoes and mash all together. It'll be really delicious. But I want to talk about leeks for a minute, because leeks are tricky little devils if you've never worked with them before. Leeks are related to onions and garlic. They kind of look like gigantic green onions. In fact, they look just like green onions, only about five times bigger. They have this long, whitish, greenish stalk, maybe a little bit yellow at the end with a root end. And then depending on the size of your leek, it can be 6, 7, 8 inches long or longer. And then you get into this leafy green portion that looks, again, just like the leafy green portion of a green onion. But leeks take a little special care in cleaning, because they are layered and they're grown in a sandy soil. Oftentimes there will be sand trapped between the layers of your leek. And if you just slice it up and use it as is, you might end up with sand in your dish. And that's not a good thing. If you ever had clam chowder where there's a little bit of sand in it from the clams, and it's kind of like a gritty, it's just not a pleasant thing to get into your mouth. The best way, in my mind, to clean a leek is you're going to cut off the root end of the leek, okay? And then you're going to go up. We're only using the white, light green portion of the leeks for this recipe. We're not using the green leafy part. You could save that for stock. So cut your leek, your leafy green ends off. And now you should end up with a cylindrical piece of leek, however long. If it's too long, you can cut that in half so you have two shorter pieces. But then you're going to cut them in half lengthwise. So you have two half pieces, like celery-shaped pieces now of leek. And then I'm just going to go ahead and dice the leek. Just like, again, like almost like you're slicing up celery. And you'll end up with these little ringlets of leek. And when we get to this point, when we get all of our leek kind of diced up, I should have diced up some of this ahead of time, but I didn't. I'm using two leeks, I think I mentioned that. Right on my cutting board here, I'm already seeing sand residue left on the cutting board, so these definitely, definitely need to be cleaned before you use them. Pause and give my cabbage a stir here. Make sure it's cooking nice and evenly. It's already starting to wilt up pretty nicely, so I think it's going to take too long. Okay, one more piece of leek and we're good to go. Okay, now I've got a bowl of cold water. I've got a glass bowl. I'll take a picture of this. I just did this so I could see it. And you're simply going to take all your diced leek and you're going to drop it into the water. And then what's going to happen is your leek is going to float and any sand and grit and dirt is going to sink to the bottom. So take my hand in there and just give it a quick stir to make sure all the leek is submerged. Mixed around, get all the sand and grit out of there. And then I've got a plate here, just a small dinner plate with a paper towel on it. After these are soaked for just a couple of minutes and get all that grit out of there, I'm just going to gently lift them out without stirring up the water and drop them on this plate so they dry off on that paper towel. While they're doing that, I'm going to take a look at my potato here. It's looking pretty good. It's actually already getting pretty close. Yeah, I'm going to turn that off. Turn it down really low. We're going to drain those in just a second. Okay, I'm going to pull my leeks out of the water, put them on the paper towel. Oh, hop over and give my cabbage a stir. It's already starting to get a little bit of color, so I really need to get those leeks in there because I want these leeks to cook down with it. Okay. Right, my leeks, just giving them a quick squeeze in the paper towel to get the water off them. Then I'm going to drop them in the pan with the cabbage, and we're going to make sure those get a nice little saute on them too. The reason I like this approach better than just straight cabbage doing the leeks and the garlic, because it's going to give a little bit more flavor to the final dish. You know, I've talked before about layering flavor and building flavor, and I've seen some recipes even that call for just simmering or boiling the cabbage to soften it up and to cook it up before you add it into the potatoes, which you could certainly do. It would be a quick and easy way to do it, but I think you would be sacrificing quite a bit of flavor doing it that way. So this way, cooking it down, really sweating it more with this butter, it's going to cook it down, soften it up, allow it to take on a little bit of color. I already see some of the cabbage is just starting to get a little bit of gold on it, so that's perfect. Cook those leeks. The leeks are going to need probably a good 5 minutes of cooking as well. And then the idea is here, I'm just going to put the garlic in for maybe a minute to let that finish up. And then we'll add the cream and simmer it. I'm going to get rid of all my leek washing water. There's a little bit of grit in the bottom, so it did catch some of that sand. It's a good thing we did that. That's a technique you can use to clean leeks for whatever recipe you're using them for. It's going to be the same situation no matter what you do with your leeks, because you're going to want to get them clean. If you're trying to keep your leeks more whole or sliced into strips, you could just prep them however you wanted to before you submerge them into the water. So if you wanted strips or julienne leeks, you could do that and then clean them in the water like I just did with the thin slices. And same thing, same process. Let them soak, let the sand drop off of them, and then just use your fingers to carefully lift it out of the water and then put them on a paper towel to let them dry. Okay, I'm just taking a fork. I'm just double checking my potatoes, and I'm hardly even pushing. I just kind of let a potato, just give it a little bit of pressure, or a fork rather, into the potato. And you'll know it's done if there's little resistance and the fork just pierces it without much effort. That means your potatoes are ready to go, and mine are pretty much there. Oh, this cabbage and leek mixture smells really, really great. I'm just going to hit it with another small pinch of salt. And I only do that along the way because just helping build the flavor as we go. Plus a little bit of salt will help pull some of the moisture out of the vegetables here. Okay, those are looking pretty good. Get my garlic ready to go. While that's cooking too, I would also mention that I said I'm using russet potatoes, and I've talked about potatoes before. I think I even talked about it in one of my more recent Let's Cook episodes where I did a potatoes gratin. I'm using russet, which are going to give you a bit of a fluffier potato, mashed potato texture. You could certainly use a Yukon Gold or red potato or whatever potatoes you have. It'll just affect the final texture of the dish. So if you're using like white potatoes, for example, you're going to have a much waxier, creamier end product than a fluffier russet mashed potato. Yukon Golds are pretty good middle ground, I think. If you're ever unsure of the best potato for an application when it comes to like mashing, I think a Yukon Gold is a pretty safe bet. So I'm just stirring my cabbage and leeks here. It's really, the volume is really reducing down. One of the things I do notice, though, and I might just pull them out, I've got a few thick, hard pieces of cabbage from the inner core that I didn't get out, and I'm just going to pull those out because I don't really want those. Everything else is getting nice and cooked down. I don't really want these really big, hard, crunchy chunks left over. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but I guess I'm just picky texture-wise when it comes to that. Okay, we're pretty close here. Actually, I'm just going to give this cabbage a quick taste. You know, if you just wanted a nice, quick side dish for your corned beef, for St. Patrick's Day meal, you could do a lot worse than just sautéing up some cabbage and butter with some salt. I mean, I could eat a bowl of that. That's just tasty. All right, I'm going to go ahead and add my garlic in. Had 2 cloves roughly diced up. So that's pretty much the last thing I want to add in and just give it a stir and maybe give it a minute. And then the next step here is I'm going to take the cream, the half and half that I've got, or your milk and cream mixture, and then we're going to put that in and just bring it to a simmer. That's going to infuse that cream with the beautiful flavors of this garlic and this leek and the cabbage. Leek is nice because it's very mild. It's got a very delicate flavor. It's just a beautiful vegetable, one I think that gets overlooked a lot. It serves the same function oftentimes as onion, but onion can be a little bit, you know, more flavor forward or abrasive or pungent even, where leek will not necessarily give you that. But you could certainly use onion in this dish. It would be absolutely fine. Okay, I think we're ready for the half and half. I'm going to go ahead and put that in. Give it a mix. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to give that a moment to come up to temperature. And then while I'm doing that, I am going to go ahead and drain my potatoes. And then I'm actually just going to cheat and put my potatoes right back into the same pot that I boiled them in, just to save a pot. I wouldn't necessarily need to do that, but I'm going to use that pot to mash them in, and then I'm going to transfer them to a serving dish anyway. Okay, so here we go. Going to drain these potatoes right into a colander. Just going to give them a second, and then, like I said, they're going to come right back to this pot that I boiled them in. I might just take a couple kitchen towel, paper towels here and give the pot a wipe out real quick. Just get rid of some of that residue. All right, the potatoes are nice and hot. I'm gonna put them, like I said, right back into the pot that I boiled them in, but they're not gonna be on heat. Okay. Give this colander a shake just to make sure it's all off of there. I'm gonna put the potatoes back in. There they are, looking good. Now my cream and cabbage mixture is just coming to a simmer, so I'm gonna turn that down to low. And then how I would do this, because sometimes measurements are not quite right. Your potatoes might be big, or too small, maybe you have a little too much cabbage in your cream mixture. And last thing you'd want to do is like dump this all into the potatoes only to find out that you've just made like potato soup. Although that probably wouldn't be a terrible thing. But if you're looking for mashed potatoes, I'm actually, now that I'm thinking about this, I'm going to grab a ladle and maybe a slotted spoon. Oh, I know. I'm going to use a fish spatula with the slots in it to cheat a little bit. And I'm actually going to use that. I'm going to bring over most of the cabbage and leek. And then I can bring in the cream a little bit at a time so I don't overdo it. You can always add cream to make your potatoes more moist, right? You can't really take them out. And I don't have any other potatoes to add to it. Okay, so I've got my cabbage over. And I'm just using an old school potato masher, elbow grease. You can use whatever you want, hand mixer. You can use an immersion blender. I just like to use good old-fashioned potato masher. I think it works just about as good as anything. So I don't really want whipped potatoes. I just really want nice mashed potatoes. Okay, give them a quick mash. Now I'm going to use my ladle here, and I'm going to start bringing over the cream. And that last couple tablespoons of butter, if you're wondering, are going to go on top of the potatoes after they're in the serving bowl as kind of a last-minute touch. Okay, got a little more cabbage still in the pan here I'm going to bring over. Don't want to short myself on this cabbage, leek, and garlic. It's so good. Bring over a little bit more of the cream. Again, I'm kind of avoiding exact measurements because this is something you just kind of have to play by ear, you know? When you think your potatoes are ready, they're ready. You could even do something really fun if you wanted to use like a red cabbage in here. It would really give it a beautiful look. Right now, the cabbage and leeks just kind of blend in the potatoes, and it's not really, not even visually noticeable. I mean, you can see it. Kale would, of course, solve that problem because kale is pretty dark green, and that would pop out. But this green cabbage just sort of is a little bit muted. Okay, got a good mash in here, and I'm going to grab a spoon and give it a quick taste. We're just about done. Okay, it does need salt. And then I have some fresh ground black pepper that we're going to pop in here. I like it kind of peppery. Stir that in. Hit it with a little more pepper. Give it one more taste. I think we're there. All right. Okay, so that's pretty much it. That's Colcannon. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to transfer this to a serving bowl. I'm going to garnish it with the scallions and then put a nice dollop or a knob of butter right on top of that dish. And you're ready to go with a perfect traditional Irish side dish for your St. Patrick's Day festivities or basically any time of the year when you want a delicious mashed potato and cabbage side. Oh, you know what else? I bet this would make a great topper for a shepherd's pie. I might have to try that next time. Speaking of which, I'll also put the link to my shepherd's pie episode in the show notes. It's another great Irish dish that would be really fun and delicious to make on St. Patrick's Day. You know what else this would go really good with? A nice, hearty Irish stew. So there we have it, Colcannon. Just a beautiful, beautiful dish. I just tasted it. Buttery, creamy. The leek, very subtle. The cabbage is even very subtle. So if you think you don't like cabbage, I would definitely give this a try. And I think you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised. All right, everybody, Colcannon for your traditional Irish feast. Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that Let's Cook episode, cooking the traditional Irish dish, Colcannon. I mentioned at the beginning, it might not exactly be a perfectly traditional recipe, but it's delicious nonetheless. And if you want to get the recipe and other show notes for this episode, head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/153. Again, that's kitchencounterpodcast.com/153. Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Once again, I really, really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to listen to what I have to say and become a part of our great little community over here at the Kitchen Counter. Again, if you want to send me feedback, I'd love to hear it over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. Or, of course, you can interact with me and some other great folks at the Facebook group at kitchencounterpodcast.com/group. And by the way, if you like the show and you get some value out of it and you think some of your friends or family might as well, I would love it if you would just help spread the word, let them know where to find the show, show them how to listen to a podcast if they've never done that before. That would be awesome. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap this episode up, episode number 153. Thank you once again. And until next time, I'm Roger, and happy cooking.